Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap what key beat to lock, but we beat to rap what key beat to lock. We beat to rap.
Rams Nation. What's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. This is the Thursday edition of Locked On Rams. This is the holiday season, so we're going to remix today. It's just your boy today. We're going to start to look forward to that San Francisco game. We're going to hear from McVay and some of his press conference, Robert Woods, and thoughts on CJ Anderson moving forward. And then just a whole lot of Bear running his mouth. I just walked in the door. I drove home from Vegas. Threw my bags down, plugged in the mic. I left you guys hanging for a couple days, but no more. I am back on the mic, spitting Rams talk. If you guys don't know, now you know. 5 days a week, Rams content, here with your boy Bear, your team, every day, only on the Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure to go give us a follow on all accounts. We're talking social media, so we'll hit the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, all whatever you millennials are doing these days. I'm pretty sure we're there, at Locked On Rams. All accounts, LA underscore Rambling Bear on Twitter. Hit your boy up. Let me know what you think. We're coming down to the nitty gritty here. So I want to hear your thoughts on as we prepare for the next couple weeks. Hopefully a bye week. And we'll talk about that today. Also, hit the subscribe button. iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify. Use Alexa. Use Google Home. All you have to do is say, Alexa, play podcast Locked On Rams. It's that simple. You don't even have to hit a button. Just say it out loud. Try it out. I've been doing it. I was doing it all weekend at my mom's house with her Alexa, and it's pretty cool. Alexa knows who I am. She knows what's up. So give it a go. Also, later in the show, in the holiday spirit, we're going to tell you how you can win 2019 season tickets to the Rams. I'm sure you guys are aware by now, but check it out. We'll talk about that later. And how are you guys not jumping on this? I hope there's somebody out there that can take advantage. We'll talk about it later, but come on, season tickets. Well, as we talk about Christmas, well, I'll just say it now. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year, whatever we got to be happy about. All I know is here in Rams Nation, you should be happy. We've got an amazing record. We've got a great team, and we're actually looking to sweep the division this Sunday. Yeah, that's right. I said that right. Sweep the division, but we're going to have to beat the San Francisco 49ers, who've been playing pretty well. Obviously beat the Seahawks a couple weeks ago, pushed the Bears to the limit, and you know what? If their quarterback just scrambled on fourth down, they probably would. Who knows how that game would have turned out? Instead, he threw basically a Hail Mary down into the end zone on fourth down. We'll talk about that later. I'm trying to get a crossover still this week. Maybe it's Serena Morales tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. You're going to have to tune in to find out. We're going to have one more podcast this week before we are done and have our last game of the season. But as I mentioned, if we sweep the division, that means it will be our first home victory versus the 49ers since 1979. Wow. I know we've only been back in LA for a few years, but still, 1979 was the last time the Rams beat the Niners at home here in the Coliseum. It would be nice to kind of dust that off the old shelf there and sweep this division. So, well, as we kind of continue to move this thing along, let's talk about injuries. And no better person to talk about it than the head coach, Sean McVay. Here's his update on LaMarcus Joyner and Todd Gurley moving forward.
Starting out from an injury standpoint, you know, we'll have just LJ, LaMarcus, and Todd will be doing work with Reggie and his staff today. It's all above the neck where we're doing walkthroughs. So this is kind of what we felt like was going to progress them along better for the week, and they're in good shape. They're still day-to-day. Nothing's changed with regards to their status from when we talked the other day, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Is Todd going to come down again to a pregame workout, or is that something that you think you'll have determined before you get to Sunday?
Yeah, I think we'll. I would imagine, you know, that we'll know before Sunday this week, just because now it'll have been a couple weeks, and I think we'll have a better indicator on how he's feeling and how he responds, specifically just because he didn't take that pounding last week, just getting that rest. So, don't know for sure, but I don't anticipate it coming down to, you know, really the last hour and a half like it did last week.
Yeah. I could have told you that before we turned this thing on. Day to day, huh? Okay. We get that. We understand that. But hopefully, like he said, he knows a little bit more information before an hour before the game. He should have an idea how this is going to go down before Sunday, but you never know. He's got those Belichick-isms where he's going to keep things close to the vest, especially on the injury report. And the way CJ played, the Niners have to prepare for both guys, one guy, and it really doesn't matter. If they can't stop the run, CJ proved that he can pound the rock. So hopefully we got Todd Gurley back, but I know there's a ton of people out there in Rams Nation, and me included to a certain extent, that wants Todd Gurley to rest up, get extremely healthy. But then there's a part of me that says, well, they rested the starters last year. I know that's a whole group, but how much rest do we want the guy to have, right? Let's say he starts to get healthy. Then we get a bye week. Then it's 3 weeks before he plays football. All of a sudden, does he get a little hesitant? Does he slow down a little bit, or does he come out with a bang? We don't know that question. We won't know for a while now, but it kind of begs to say maybe get him in there, get him 10 snaps. You got CJ, so you got a little bit of depth that you can bounce him back and forth. But, you know, that's going to be something we're going to have to watch throughout the week and then, you know, obviously coming up to the game. But I know there were a lot of happy fantasy people seeing Todd Gurley rested, and some of those guys were smart enough to grab CJ Anderson. And if you swung and missed, you grab John Kelly. So if you don't know, now you know. Season's over for fantasy, but CJ Anderson was the win there. All right, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to step aside briefly, get some words from our sponsors. We'll be right back after this. More on the other side, Thursday edition, your boy Bear breaking it down.
Like that? Tell the people that funny water is back. Like that?
Rams Nation, listen up right now. This is your chance to win season tickets to the 2019 Rams season. We talked about this before, but Dave Robles is the man, the myth, and the legend. He's been a top-producing realtor in L.A. for over 20 years. I had a chance to talk to Dave. He's an awesome guy. He's from L.A., so he knows the city inside and out. He's a really strong negotiator who understands how to get you a good deal on a home or top dollar for your current home if you're selling. Remember, I told that story where he sold that house that was originally on the market for $800,000 for $850,000 and literally put $50,000 back into the client's pocket. This guy knows what he's doing, and he knows LA. He's got excellent Yelp and Zillow reviews, so check him out. Don't forget to visit his website, daverobles.com. That's daverobles.com. Or just call him. He's an awesome guy. 213-712-4343. Tell him that Bear Motter sent you from Locked On Rams, and guess what? He's going to get your Rams 2019 season tickets. If you're moving and you can't take the tickets, don't worry. He'll get you something of equal value. Call him for details. I'm telling you. Had a chance to talk to him. He's been killing it out here in LA. He knows the market top to bottom. He will get you top dollar for your home, or he'll get you into the home you need to be into. Actually, when I saw that season tickets were on the line, I might be moving myself, so come join me. Check out the website, daverobles.com, or call him, 213-712-4343, for your chances to win a 2019 Rams season tickets.
Like that? Tell the people that funny water is back.
And we're back. Second segment, your boy Bear breaking it down. Locked On Rams, Monday through Friday, except for holidays. Read the fine print, people. I got a family too. I appreciate you guys hanging with me and joining me back. I hope everyone had a great holidays. And now we got New Year's coming up. I'll be flying down to Atlanta. My cousin's actually getting married on New Year's Eve down in Atlanta. So that's going to be a fun one. I'm bringing the mic. I'm going to try to spit after the game. Maybe we'll get James Kroger on per usual. And hopefully we're talking about a first round bye, because the Chicago Bears are nipping at our tails right now, only a game behind. And if they win over Minnesota Vikings and we lose, they hold the tiebreaker and we'll slide into that two position. And I just don't like that. I want a break. Last year, we rest the starters. It really didn't matter at that point, but I would love to see a bye. I'd love to see these guys get healthy and make one of those teams come to us. A lot will happen on Sunday, so we'll have to keep our eye not only on our game, but around the NFL to see how things happen. The Eagles also holding on for dear life right now. They need a Minnesota Vikings loss versus those Bears and a win versus the Washington Redskins to slide into playoff position. And then it's really the winner of the Bears, Vikings, or Eagles, depending on that matchup, coming out to L.A. Two of those three teams beat us. One of them beat us in L.A., and that being the Eagles. And Minnesota gave us a close one in week 4. So Whew, it's not going to be an easy one. We're going to have to earn this thing in that after that first round bye if we get it. But lots of good football coming up. Guys, I'm going to switch it over. Let's start kind of moving this thing along. Let's talk about that game that we have coming this week. And I promised Reggie on Monday that I'd play his call because he still called me. So thank you, Reggie. And if you guys are out there and haven't called me yet, give me a buzz. 657-345-4988. One more time for you. 657-345-4988. Let me know your thoughts right after the game. On Monday, whenever you want, or throughout the week. If you want to call me tomorrow, go for it. I'll try to find a way to get it in on a show. Usually Tuesday is the episode where I play your calls. But here I am on a Thursday playing a call, so there's really no rules. It's my podcast. I make things up as I go. You guys are listening. Thank you for buckling up and riding along with me. But here is Reggie after the game, well, kind of during the game, but his thoughts and leading into a question, which we'll talk about after that.
Hey, Barris, your buddy Reggie calling from Vegas. And we're still, you know, a little early in the fourth quarter, maybe about 8 minutes left. But this game's wrapped up, so I just wanted to get this out there. I don't know if you want to rest the starters next week. I mean, the last time, you know, this team took a week off, you know, we haven't been right. Maybe that's a product of who we've been playing. Maybe it's a product of the line, everything else that's been going on. But I say you at least play the starters a quarter, maybe a half, just so they don't feel that rust, especially if we lock up a bye. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. We're wrapping up another Rams victory. Go Rams, and I'll listen for you on the podcast. Have a good Christmas and a happy holidays.
All right, Reggie, what are we going to do with the starters? Ah, great question, and something we could debate for a whole show probably. Last year we saw that we rested the starters. Didn't go as well as we'd like. Came out a little flat. Yes, we had two big turnovers from Farrell Cooper, who is no longer with the team. But we saw JoJo Natson drop the ball just a few games ago, so you never know what's going to happen in those games. But they came out flat as a team, never really looked themselves. Atlanta Falcons kind of dominated that game throughout. We came back near the end when we started to finally give the ball to Gurley. And I feel like that is just going to be a theme from here on out. Or CJ Anderson, just run the damn ball, right? But with that question, Reggie, let's go to the source, because McVay spoke about it today at the press conference, and I kind of loved his answer.
Sean, going in, is the plan to be just like last week, all starters, all game?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we've got a great team coming in here that's very tough. You know, their record is not at all indicative of, you know, the caliber of football team this is. Went toe-to-toe, wire-to-wire with the Bears last week. Had a great win against Seattle, then Denver the week before that. Got great coaches, very good players at some key spots. They continue to play hard and compete hard, and we got to be ready to go.
Well, there you have it. I feel pretty good about that. He didn't stray away and say, oh, we'll see, and da-da-da. He said, we're going to win the game. We're going to play our starters, and I think, you know, really, we all can step back and go, okay, if we're blowing him out 34 to whatever, he's going to pull some guys. We saw late in the fourth quarter, Mannion went in. We saw Whitworth come out with Jared Goff and Sullivan and those guys come out. So, yeah, I think if we get a lead and he feels comfortable that we're going to win the game, then he starts resting starters. But this is a full go. I think he learned himself last year that resting starters week 17 didn't really work out for him. He got a lot of grief this early this season when he rested all the starters throughout all preseason games. That seemed to work out okay for him. So maybe that's something that he does say, hey, when we get to the end of the year, we've got to kind of finish strong and win ball games, especially when you got the Chicago Bears right behind us, as we talked earlier in the podcast. We can't lose. We don't have that comfortability. If this went different and we beat the Eagles and we had a two-game lead on the Chicago Bears, maybe that's a different answer. But when we need to win to secure home field, which is something that you can tell is very important to all of the players, I think that's something that they're going to do. So there it is, Reggie, and there it is, Rams Nation. We're playing our starters at least until we get a big lead, and I'm totally cool with that. I hope you guys are too. Actually, we'll probably put up a poll. I want to hear what you guys think. Maybe on Facebook tomorrow I'll throw something up, and you guys can interact and let me know your thoughts on that. But I feel good, man. I think we got to play. CJ Anderson coming in and allowing Todd Gurley to have some breathers if he wants them. I'll stick to what I said earlier. I think I'd still love to see Todd Gurley out there for, you know, 10 touches maybe a little bit less, but somewhere in that 10 range, and let CJ Anderson, you know, kind of carry the full load at 17 to 20 touches and get close to what we did last week. And then we had 40-something rushes. I'd like to see us get over or close to that 30 mark. Jared Goff is doing best when he's in that play action. We talk about it all the time. But no one believes in the play action if you're not running the football. So we got to get some balance to allow Jared Goff to get back there and have some time, because he was getting so much pressure, he was starting to get antsy feet. And if he can have some time and get comfortable back there, we've seen him be very accurate with the ball down the field. And that's another thing. Push the ball down the field. Take your shots. And I think that's something we'll see against San Francisco, who's a very good team. And I know McVay says it every week, and, oh, our opponent's really good this week, and we got to respect them. But, hey, just take a look at their last few games. These guys are playing, obviously, to put something on tape. And for next year, they all need a job next year. And they always say, you know, don't go out there and put crap on tape when you're finishing a season, even if you have a poor record. But these guys got to get it done. And they've been doing it. They beat the Seahawks at home. They fought the Bears to the end. And as I mentioned earlier, since 1979, we haven't beat them. So I don't care what team's walking through, what record's walking through, we got to smash them. Just like the Arizona Cardinals last week. What do we always talk about? We got to beat teams when they're down. And we got to do it in fashion that represents who we are. And that's putting the pedal to the metal and outscoring them and putting points up and putting points up. The goal is to get to the fourth quarter and be able to rest those starters again. And the only way to do that is to play good football against a team that, you know, is fighting for a top five pick right now. So as much as they still are a decent team and their defense has been tough at points, and you got to beat them. So what we're going to do is we're going to step aside really quick. We're going to take a break, get some words from some sponsors. We'll be right back on the other side. We're going to hear more from McVay and the team on how they're going to get ready for this game. CJ Anderson, we talked about him. What's his role moving forward? All that and more. Thursday edition, Lockdown Rams, Bear Bond, right after this.
Like that? Tell the people that funny water is back. Tell the people that funny water is back.
All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Third and final segment. It's Thursday. We're throwing it down. Game's in a couple days. Just your boy Bear. Just drove in from Las Vegas. Hit some traffic on the way in. About 6 hours in the car. Thankfully, my mom is wonderful. Packed me a couple turkey sandwiches to throw down on the ride, so I was good. But I walked in the door, plugged in the mic. Here we are, talking football off the cuff. Got no notes. I'm just freestyling. I listed a couple of the press conferences on the way here, kind of gave me some topics to talk about, and we're going to hear from them. Speaking of, let's hear from Sean McVay right now, and he's going to tell us what's going on with CJ Anderson and what his role is moving forward. How much can we see CJ? Here's Sean McVay.
And also with CJ, even last week, did you have to minimize your play call sheet because of him, or?
It's amazing, Steve. We really didn't. How quickly he came in and picked things up, I was extremely impressed, kind of like what we mentioned last week. He's an extremely intelligent football player. I do think that it was helpful that he's played in some systems where a lot of the job responsibilities, even some of the verbiage where you can say, okay, this is what I've called it in this system, it was a pretty seamless transition. And then he and Jared, you know, have constant dialogue so that if there is something that, you know, there's some uncertainty just based on the proximity of where they're at, to each other, you know, he can always lean on him. But CJ did an excellent job, and it was pretty impressive. And, you know, also Skip did a phenomenal job getting him ready to go.
Sean, even if Todd is able to go, how many did CJ open up enough eyes to say, hey, this is a guy that we can count on week to week and get some packages in there for him? And
yeah, I mean, I think he definitely demonstrated that, he's still a very good football player. He had a big-time contribution to a big win for us last week, and you can expect to see him have a role for us for sure. The one that we turned over was kind of a freak play where CJ was stepping up. It was a five-man rush. He ended up picking off Rob Havenstein, so that was kind of the one big mistake that we had, but I love the way that our guys responded and didn't let that affect them as they progressed through the game and then responded with three straight touchdown drives.
Well, that was Sean McVay talking about CJ Anderson, and I love it. You know, CJ did an awesome job to step in and almost seamlessly replace, you know, Todd Gurley as much as he could. 160-something yards on the ground. He talks about the block that CJ missed and how, you know, that, you know, we understand how that goes, and but how they bounce back with the three touchdowns. So this team felt good with CJ back there, and we'll see him as a role moving forward. And just like we talk about putting stuff on tape, we've put a whole season's worth of tape on, And 95% of that has been Todd Gurley. Obviously, there was Malcolm Brown earlier in the year, but he's out. So now teams have to think about C.J. Anderson. And when he's in there, are they going to run? Or are they going to pass? He's a pretty good pass blocker, even though he had a couple moments. But this C.J. Anderson addition really adds just a little tweak to that offense. And if we can continue to run the ball, everyone that's been watching film of that 11 personnel, and they're going to throw, and look out just for Todd Gurley. Now all of a sudden we've got a guy in C.J. Anderson who can run the ball, protect, get Jared Goff back to comfortable throws, play actions, using all guys, and C.J. also can catch the ball out of the field, even though we didn't use him much in that last game, but really add some flexibility to this team I'm excited about. But McVay kind of talked about that, and I loved his answer, and he's right. You know, guy comes in and produces like that. Why would you not hand him the ball a few times, especially with kind of a banged-up Todd Gurley? So I love that. And then lastly, we're going to hear from Robert Woods. He was interviewed today. He talked about what it means to sweep the division and what it means to finish strong and how we can really put this thing together for a long push. So here's Robert Woods on just some general thoughts about this team and moving forward.
What do you think was the difference last week in sort of just getting over that hump offensively?
Really, just staying poised. Really, it was the same stuff that was happening in the previous week in the losses. We were just able to connect, whether it was, you know, picking up the pressures or, you know, receivers getting open right on time. But it literally just the same thing as the previous weeks, just finally connecting and finally staying poised and finishing.
How big would it be to clinch that first round by?
Huge. You know, rest up some guys, you know, get their body right, and just stay poised and it's a bye week, but it's still a working week. Stay poised and get ready for the playoffs, and gotta win out from here.
What is it about the team to sweep the division with a win?
I think it'd be huge. Just to, you know, dominate our division, dominate our side, and it just shows, you know, this team is building, is working, is still grinding, and you know, we're 6-0 in division, but just to keep winning, keep all the wins going, no matter who it is, keep the wins on our side.
All right, that was Robert Woods, and come on, how do we not love all of the guys on our team? We've got class act after class act on our team. Robert Woods is a guy that wouldn't be surprised if he's a captain next year or moving forward. We've got so many great guys that can be veteran presence on this team and really help out a guy like Jared Goff and some of our younger guys. So love listening to him. A fan favorite, a local favorite, a USC Trojan. So he's played some big games down here at the Coliseum, and he's going to have to play another one on Sunday. Regardless of the record, we got to go and win that game. So you can tell their focus. They want that bye just as badly as we do. So I expect a really good effort in front of this crowd on Sunday. So hopefully you guys are out going to the Coliseum, representing, getting loud and proud. Whose house? Rams house. Holding it down. Everyone at home is like, dude, this guy drink his coffee? Yeah, I took a road trip. I drank a bunch of coffee. I'm a little hyped up. It's like a pre-edition of the hype edition. I've been gone for a couple days, so I got to amp it up a little bit for you guys. Guys, don't forget to reach out to me on social media, Locked On Rams, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Let me know your thoughts this coming week about what we should do. Any questions for the podcast this week or next week? Share photos if you guys are going to the game. I saw a lot of awesome posts of people getting Rams tickets this week as Christmas presents, people freaking out, getting excited, a lot of awesome Rams gear floating around. So share your experience. If you guys are going to the game, love to see it. Love to see what that atmosphere is like. Last game of the regular season, Aaron Donald. We haven't talked about him much today, but he wins NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Duh, the man was unstoppable last week. And he is, what, 3 sacks away from tying the record, 4 away from breaking the record, and I believe he had 4 earlier this season versus the San Francisco 49ers. So this is not something that is out of the realm as something he can do. Cannot wait to see him play. Continue to get back on stride. We talked about Jared Goff getting back, and these last couple games are going to be huge for us as a team, and I think the defense needs it just as badly as our offense does. Get out there, play some winning football, get back to that mindset of domination, stopping the run, getting some turnovers, and then on the offense side of the ball, obviously running the football, Jared Goff taking care of the ball, all that and more. So this game's big for us, whether the record proves it or not. A sweep of the NFC West, man, that would be something cool. We'll be back tomorrow to talk more about it. Like I said, it could be a crossover. It could be Serena. Tune in tomorrow to find out. I'm going to get out of here. I got to unpack and get ready for tomorrow. But you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time. Peace. Like that? Tell the people that phony water is back. Like that? Tell the people that phony water is back. Like that? Tell the people that phony water is back. Like that? Tell the people that phony water is back. We beat to rap what key beat to lock, but we beat to rap what key beat to lock. We beat to rap what key beat to lock, but we beat to rap what key beat to lock.